When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Frankie dear, your birthday gift reveals to me that at heart you're really not so bad. And if I add your funny face appeals to me, please don't think I've suddenly gone mad. You have all the qualities of Peter Pan. I'd go far before I'd find a sweeter Pan. I love your funny face, your sunny, funny face. For you're a cutie with more than beauty. You've got such a lot of personality. And a thousand laughs I've found from having you around. Though you're no Gloria Swanson, for worlds I'd not replace that sunny, funny face.
Needn't tell me that I'm not so pretty, dear. Wear my looking glass and I agree. In the contest at Atlantic City, dear, Miss America I'd never be. Truth to tell, though you're not such a lot yourself, and the false one, you are not so hot yourself. And yet I love your funny face, your sunny, funny face. You can't prepare it, so I declare it is true that you have personality for two. Those eyes, those nose, those cheeks, won't make a movie chic.
Funny face,
my sunny, funny face.
For you're a cutie with more than beauty. You've got such lot of personality. And a thousand laughs I've found from having you around. Though you're no Polly's beauty, you're great for kitchen duty. I love your funny face.
And I have to agree with Fred Astaire that I love Adele's funny face, but I also love the lyrics of Ira Gershwin. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the almost springtime hamlet of Southampton, New York. And today I have some wonderful, marvelous news that this show has been honored with a substantial grant by the Ira and Leonore S. Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. So the Gershwins are the sponsors for Broadway to Main Street, and we welcome them aboard with an all Ira Gershwin episode. And who could ask for anything more, as the saying goes? Ira Gershwin, of course, the slightly older brother, born in 1896, of George Gershwin. We heard a song from Funny Face, a 1926 concoction. And we're going to look today at what I would say the alphas and the omegas of Ira Gershwin's career. We know, of course, that he worked on a dozen shows, four films, almost 100 songs with his brother George, from the early 1920s until George Gershwin's untimely death in the mid-30s. But then he had a second career where he worked with Titanic composers like Kurt Weill and Harold Arlen and Burton Lane. So we're going to hear themes that Ira introduced lyrically in the first part of his career and then see how he dealt with them later in his career. So today's episode is Ira Gershwin, : George and Beyond. And one of my favorite lyrics in Funny Face, which obviously is written with music by George, is this lyric about having a sweeter pan, being a word for a face, which rhymes so well with Peter Pan. You could tell he loved that idea because when he wrote the score to the film version, musicalized film version of A Star Is Born with Harold Arlen in the mid-50s, he brought that little trope back. So, let's listen to Lose That Long Face, lyrics by Ira Gershwin.
If as and when you've got a long face, rearrange it. Don't be contented with the wrong face. There's a way to change it. Does the day look painful, the future glum? Does the sky look rainful? Hey there, say there, are you in a vacuum? All this stuff and nonsense you can overcome. A long face gets you nowhere. You lose that month of May. Like Peter Pan, the sweeter Pan wins the day. Go lose that long face, go long and get that long face lost. The blues black out when they can see a smile that says move on, no vacancy. This panacea idea I'm handing you without any cost. There isn't any tax on it, so just relax on it. If you want trouble, double cross. Don't give in to a frown, turn that frown upside down and get yourself that long face lost.
Judy Garland, Hitting It Out of the Ballpark, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Ira Gershwin from the film A Star is Born. So today we're looking at ideas in Ira Gershwin's lyrics that have a kind of alpha and omega, an idea he sort of cooked up in the 20s and how he worked through that in the late 30s, 40s, and 50s with other composers. Well, any musical is going to have, certainly from the 20s, is going to have a boy-girl duet. Here, or a song, a ballad, about young love and romantic love. So here is Looking for a Boy from Tiptoes, and it's filled with this sweetness in Ira Gershwin's work, this innocence, this optimism. And then we'll hear a song from 1946's Park Avenue, music by Arthur Schwartz, which gives a completely different look at romantic love and certainly different look at male-female relations. But first, Chris Connor, how could we do an hour devoted to Ira without bringing in the great Chris Connor to sing Looking for a Boy?
If it's true that love affairs are all arranged in heaven, my guardian angels holding out on me. So I'm looking for a boy about 5'6" or 7" and won't be happy till I'm on his knee. I'll be blue until he comes my way. Hope he takes the cue when I'm saying, I am just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love. Tell me, please, where can he be, the loving he, who'll bring to me the harmony I'm dreaming of. It would be goodbye, I know, to my tale of woe, when he says hello. I'm just a little girl who's looking for a little boy, who's looking for a girl to love, looking for a boy, looking for a boy, looking for.
Either baby boy or baby girl, when you come on the scene,
whichever you are, you find that all is not serene.
It's tough enough to be male, but if you're born a female, you're heading for a hideous routine.
If you're born that way, you have to be a woman, but we often wonder, is it worth the while? Your neck you break on decisions you must make to be beguilingly in style. If you have a choice, don't ever be a woman, for you spend your life just catering to man. You're better off a zombie or Fitch and Abercrombie, but don't be a woman if you
a woman if you can.
Every woman using perfume has to worry whether her fume will attract the men or chase them off instead.
Shall it be Chanel or flattery, sexy or assault and battery, innuendo, radiant or dash of bed?
Who knows on what adventure you're embarking should you use? It's better when you're parking.
Bottles by the score unveiling, all day long you keep inhaling.
Glamorous or stolen heaven, rendezvous tonight at 7.
Jezebel or farmer's daughter, which one leads them to the slaughter?
Call me later or Narcissus, midnight passion, morning kisses.
Worried which one will beguile them till you're fit for the asylum.
But that's just perfume.
Take our advice, don't pay the price. Don't be a woman if you can.
When you take an inventory, you'd be better off being Peter Lorre.
Don't be a woman if you can.
As to woman's crowning glory, it's the same old gruesome story. How and why and where and when to do your hair.
When at last they do a hairdo, they do everything they dare do. As they weave and wave you, you get mal de mer.
Up swept, down swept, would you like it broom swept, side swept, 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 maybe powder room swept.
With so many styles invented, any wonder you're demented.
Tinted purple, try it blonder, till your mind begins to wander.
Paris knot or Grecian knot, or try the new Venetian knot.
A girlish bob or mannish bob, or hiya bob or Spanish bob, or virgin bun or
raisin bun or cinnamon bun or raisin bun. And that's just hairdo.
Take our advice, don't pay the price. Don't be a woman if you can.
To the analyst you're driven, it's a heck of a sex that we've been given.
Never be a woman if you can.
If you have a choice,
don't ever be a woman, for you'll spend your life just catering to man. Off a zombie or bitch an Abercrombie, but never a woman if you can.
For instance, fur coats.
Anybody is nobody, just a body that is shoddy if she hasn't got a dozen furs to wear.
Which will sell the propaganda, skunk or wolf or baby panda, elephant or chimpanzee or polar bear.
Maybe soon you'll see advertising splashes for a coat made of life with father's old mustaches.
Bring them on, the more the merrier, Belgian donkey, Irish terrier.
Soon they'll have a killer diller made of unborn caterpillar.
Shall the coats, the top to bottom, must be giraffe or hippopotamus.
Persian lamb is very festive.
Leg of lamb is more digestive.
Looking for a skin that's wearable makes the livelong day unbearable. And that's just for coats.
Take our advice, don't pay the price.
Don't pay the price. So the problems are inhuman. You'd be better off being President Truman.
Don't be a woman if you
From a studio recording of a song from Park Avenue, that was Nancy Walker, one of that trio. Who knew that Ira Gershwin had cynicism in him? Yes, he did, and that Truman lyric tells you exactly where you're located in history. And who else would rhyme Abercrombie with zombie? Only Ira Gershwin. Well, one of his highlights of Ira Gershwin's career, along with his brother George, was this trio of political musicals, late 20s going through the early 1930s, climaxing with the one in the middle of The I Sing. And Ira was a great student of American history and American culture, and it must have given him such joy to rethink a traditional love ballad through the lens of sort of the tropes and the ideas of American history. So here is Sarah Vaughan to sing the title number of The I Sing with the verse, which is so fantastic and rarely gets recorded by anybody. And then we'll pivot into another, what would I say, federally inclined song from a movie he wrote with Burton Lane called Give a Girl a Break. But first, Sarah Vaughan.
From the island of Manhattan,
coast of gold. From north to south, from east to west, you are the one I love the best. You're the dream boy of the sweetest story ever told. I dream I saw the day and night for you.
You do what you
with what's in our treasury. I won't investigate in our United States. This is my platform, that face and that form. You will find out that's a permanent policy slated for our United States. But there will be changes I'll be unfolding. Withholding taxes are through. For when it's you, dear, that I'm holding, you can't withhold on me, I can't withhold on you. We'll have a White House, small but a bright house, built on the pursuit of star-spangled happiness. Hurry, let's name the day.
Christiane Knoll, one of the only recordings I know of a great song, lyrics by Ira Gershwin, music by Burton Lane, in our United State. One of the things that always runs through Ira Gershwin's lyrics from the early 1920s all the way up to the early 1960s is notions of permanence and transcendence and eternity. I guess that sort of makes sense if you're writing lyrics about love and relationships. I think in many ways that mirrored his own devotion to his brother George, and we'll get back to that as an idea. This is from a movie came out, I think, in the late 40s, The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, which Ira wrote lyrics to tunes that had been left in the George Gershwin trunk, and Bing Crosby sets it up for us. It's a great song. I don't know why more people don't know it. For you, for me, forevermore.
Gershwin ballad gaining great popularity now. For you, for me, forevermore.
For you, for me, forevermore. It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other the love we waited for. I'm yours, you're mine. And in our hearts, the happy ending stars. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store. For you, for me,
And now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream my dream was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I had longed for long ago was me. Denied me just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Has there ever been a more beautiful song written by the great American songwriters of the 20th century? That is Long Ago and Far Away, of course, sung by Joe Stafford for the film musical Cover Girl, music in this case by Jerome Kern, one of the composers that Ira Gershwin inclined toward after the death of his brother George. And actually, this is the biggest sheet music seller of all his songs, with or without George. Hello. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today we are doing an all Ira Gershwin show on what I call Ira Gershwin, George and Beyond. And why? Well, there's no reason not to do an Ira Gershwin show every week, but we have been really privileged to be supported by the Ira and Leonor S. Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. They are now our sponsors, and our hats off to them. And I hope this will encourage all of you to keep listening, but also contributing to Broadway to Main Street and WPPB, because we can't do it alone. Gershwin's notwithstanding. Well, every great lyricist tries to find some romantic place outside of New York City, although everybody wrote about New York City, in which to sort of pitch his romantic narrative. Here are two pretty far-flung places, one of which is London and one of which is the West Indies. This is a Frank Sinatra version of a great George Gershwin, Ira Gershwin song. He repeats the word shining at one point. Every time I hear it, I simply burst into tears, and then we will travel with Lena Horne down to the West Indies. But now let's see if we can get that British Museum to incorporate a little more charm, courtesy of Frank Sinatra.
I was a stranger in the city. Out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the dreary streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you standing right there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining, 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 shining everywhere. How long, I wonder, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles, it hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you right there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Saudis and from Lindy's, neath a tropic kaleidoscopical sky. We'll lie around all day and just be lazy, the world far behind. Hey, if that's not living, then I'm crazy. With no taxes and with no axes to grind. Traffic jams under the palm trees by the sea with bread, fruit and yams. We'll never need the ANP in that romantic isle in the West Indies. No airplanes above. We will watch the turtles at their shindies. You and me and the Caribbean and love. We'll never need the ANP in that romantic isle in the West Indies. No airplanes above. We'll watch the turtles at their shindies. You and me and the Caribbean and love.
From the foggy days in London town to the torrid beaches and skies of the West Indies. That was music by Vernon Duke, lyrics by Ira for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936. Well, here's another little double we'll set up about I can't songs. That may be a bit of a stretch, but here are two great ones. Here is Mary Clear Heron to sing I Can't Be Bothered Now, an early Ira George song, into one another great song from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1936, I Can't Get Started.
Music is the magic that makes everything sunshiny. Dancing always makes my
troubles tiny. For when I'm dancing, I don't care if this old world stops turning, or if my bank is burning, or even if Romania wants to fight Albania. I'm not upset, I refuse to fret. Bad news go away, come round someday in March or May. I can't be bothered now. My stocks and shares may fall downstairs. Who cares? Who cares? I'm dancing and I can't be bothered now. I'm up among the stars. On earthly things I frown. I'm throwing off the bars that held me down. I'll pay the piper when times are riper. Just now I shan't, because you see I'm dancing and I can't be bothered now. I'm throwing off the bars that held me down. I'll pay the piper when times are riper. Just now I shan't, because you see I'm dancing. Because you see I'm dancing. And I can't be bothered now.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note. Oh, by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress. And though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. Oh no, they can't take that away from me. We may never meet again on that bumpy road. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my. Take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
In Spain, Las Vegas, I charted, but I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. All the movies want me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, dream both day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Mr. E. Even Mamie has asked me to tea. But I'm brokenhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. Devastated me, yet now you've deflated me till you're my Waterloo. I've been constructed by Louis P. Billy May arranged this for me.
Those revolutions in Spain. I think singers tend to take that song and always add someone. I think this is Billy Eckstein that she refers to. I don't know if Ira would have liked that necessarily. Anyway, we are looking, that was Keeley Smith, of course. We are looking at the lyrics of Ira Gershwin today. And we get back to these themes he tackled early in his career and late. Here is a, I guess, mid to late comparison. This song has always been associated with his affection and his deep abiding relationship with his brother George. It was written after George passed away for a film called The Goldwyn Follies. And here are Ella and Louis to remind us about Ira Gershwin's love, which is permanent and here to stay.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. Oh, the radio and the telephone movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and then time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we going on a long, long way. In time, the rockets may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they only made of clay. But I love
kiss Tuesday.
Take it out.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. Just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But no, oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay.
Tumbling Rockies and that crumbling Gibraltar. That is a beautiful lyric testament to the endurance not only of affection between two people, you can hear it between Ella and Louis, but clearly the affection between between Ira and his brother George, and the affection that Ira has, it seems to me, for the whole joy and gift of songwriting as a way of enlightening and elevating us. He had such an interesting career. I mean, he lived to be a fine and diligent older gentleman in Beverly Hills. And he was so bereft when his brother died that I think it was about 3 years in the late 30s. He barely turned his hand to anything. And then he famously got a call from Moss Hart to see if he would want to collaborate with Kurt Vile on Lady in the Dark. And he has this whole kind of second career where he worked with quite simply the finest composers around, mostly in Hollywood, but Hollywood and Broadway. And we heard some of them, Vernon Duke and Arthur Schwartz and Jerome Kern, for Pete's sake, and Burton Lane. And it sort of just goes to show that, F. Scott Fitzgerald said there are no second acts in American life. And he's always wrong. Every time people quote that, he's always wrong, because Ira Gershwin showed you could have a great second act. And his ideas got a little more, he was called the jeweler, and I would say more finely crafted and a little more cynical, actually. I think we love the ebullience and innocence of early Ira Gershwin. But I also like the slight vinegar in the mix that you get in the sort of post-40s Ira Gershwin. Well, I hope you enjoyed our Alpha and Omega of Ira today. Again, my thanks to the Ira and Leonore S. Gershwin Philanthropic Fund and the Strunsky family for making support for Broadway to Main Street an ongoing proposition. One of the great things about this show for me is you can stumble on a song that you didn't really know. Here is a song he wrote with Harry Warren, the great film composer, for the film musical Barclays of Broadway. It's sung by Fred Astaire, who took us into the hour, so I'll have him take us out of the hour, speaking as he could be about Ira Gershwin. You'd be hard to replace.
All that I know is you'd be hard to replace. Where else in all the world such loveliness and such grace? The poet often chanted the love he found divine, but never was he granted a lady love like mine. Deep down inside, my secret heart knows the more that I'm with you, the more and more my rapture grows. Without you at my side, I fear no future could I face. For you'd be oh so hard to replace.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.